This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Found this article. And it could be a skit on SNL if SNL were actually funny. But before I get to what makes me crack up about the story, let me give you some background. This week, a transgender teenager in New Hampshire became the first to win a local Miss America organization beauty pageant. Now, they've already ruled by federal mandate that transgender men can't compete in the Miss USA, I believe. But this is Miss America organization beauty pageant. So this is a pushback against that ruling, in my opinion. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. The contestant, Brianne Wynn, which his name is spelled Brian, B-R-I-A-N, but she pronounces it Brianne, won the competition to be titled Miss Greater Derry 2023. This was in their local news outlet, WPDE. In an Instagram post, Nguyen, who's apparently Vietnamese, boasted about being the first transgender woman to be a Miss America local title holder in its 100-year history. Now, I know what you think. You're thinking, this guy's got to be really pretty, right? This is one of these Maury shows where you have to guess, is it a man or is it a woman? And you get it wrong 60% of the time, and it makes you go, holy crap, man, my woman radar is off like by a gazillion. I've sat there going, that is definitely a woman. That, oh, no, man, are you serious? Right? So those are famous Maury shows. Nope. Not this time. I saw the picture, and I would tell you, you should go ahead. And by the way, I'm going to shame this person in many ways just by describing what's really happening here. And I'm going to be accused of fat shaming or ugly shaming or whatever, but I'm just going to be honest with you. This was a fat, ugly girl or a dude playing a girl. And what's funny, there's all these little white girls in Derry surrounding this very, and by the way, if you're going to take the type of photo you take, they put this transgender dude in front. And it, you know how when you're closer to the camera, you look even bigger. And all these other little girls are in the back, all white girls. I don't think there was any other race. So Brianne Wynn was probably a refugee from Vietnam, the family, and settled in this little town of mostly white folks. And now they want to prove how woke they are. So now Brianne Wynn is Miss Greater Derry 2023. And as he likes to brag, the first transgender woman to be a Miss America local title holder. In its 100-year history, it had to happen, right? Somebody had to be the first. So, this girl could have been on my big fat Vietnamese wedding or my 600-pound life. Those are the facts. I don't care one way or the other. If this is what this person, how this person wants to live, that's fine. But she, finger quotes, is delusional to believe that she represents beauty in America. And that's not, look, that would be like me winning, you know, most handsome man in the world. It would be like, I mean, I know there are many of you out there saying, Kevin, yeah, you could. But I'm saying I'm going to be a realist here. I know some of you are infatuated with me, but I probably wouldn't win that. So this to thine self be true. And I'm looking at this picture and I'm trying to give you guys a visual. Have you ever seen that the cartoon with the Hansel and Gretel where the witch, you know, kind of top heavy, like, you know, very little chest, but top heavy with the little legs. That's what, like a potato. If you stuck straws in a potato, that's what this girl looks like. And the idea that this is the supposed to be the beauty that we all see. Look, I know beautiful things, and I know things that are not as attractive. And this is just one of those. This pageant was apparently, it must have been about inner beauty. And that's okay if you say, look, we're going to have a pageant. It's going to be about who is the most amazing person that you've ever. Let me tell you, there are people that you see, they don't have the outward physical beauty, but you see them as absolutely stunning because you just look at their heart and you go, oh my gosh. But see, this is an egomaniac. This isn't about, you know, somebody that's doing something so and saying, look, don't look at me for my outward appearance or whatever. It's not that at all. I've met many of these people, by the way, that you go, you know, not anything to look at, but beautiful person. Many of us have either been associated with in a business, or maybe you were in a relationship with somebody who wasn't the most beautiful person outwardly that you ever dated, but they were beautiful inside. Women probably do this more than men, because men, we can be very superficial. Let's be honest. And I'm not being superficial here. I'm just saying, you know, this pageant was not about inner beauty. I'm not throwing shade. I'm just keeping it real. Let me translate that for my white audience. I'm not being mean, but just giving an honest assessment. So this person is being touted, and these all these cute little white girls, none of them are anything to any great shakes, but let's just understand that too. But clearly, you know, if you were looking at any outer beauty, this girl didn't win. And so you just say to yourself, why are you doing this? What are you trying to prove, Derry? I think that's the town. What are you trying to prove? Miss Greater Derry 2023. Okay. So you've done your good deed for the month or the year in 2023. You've proven to the world that Middle America, wherever the Derry is woke. Now what? Everybody feel better? I mean, this is the way the world is. As I said, you know, we're post-midterms now. We're looking at things through jaundiced eyes because we understand that, you know, the left believe they've won. They haven't won anything. They're delusional. Just like Brianne Wynn. Okay, Brian, you won. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Lots on the plate. Oh, Republicans got to redo their message. Republicans' message of inflation and crime and all that in the border. None of that stuff resonated with people.
Okay. You can buy into that. I'm not buying it. I know our message resonates. I talk to enough people. And I'm not talking about just conservatives. I talk to a lot of people. Oh, Kevin, abortion was a bigger issue than you think. Perhaps. I don't think so. What's going to happen when women are still able to kill their babies? Is anybody going, oh, man, the life is... In other words, take what we talk about. We're pro-gun. And we know guns protect people. How many lefties are going to be happy that somebody had a gun to help them? Now, you could argue, well, Kevin, there's still going to be a lot of people holding guns on them that are illegal, you know, that are illegals, that, you know, in terms of the guns. They got their guns illegally. Well, could be. But I think many, many guns are used in more instances to help than to hurt. I think that number outweighs the others. So we'll see. But I just think that when you take our policies and you take them to the bitter end and you say we need to shut our border and let legal immigrants come in and do it the right way, I think there's a matter of time before sanity kicks in. I know this. The black community is beginning to wake up. The black community has turned on Democrats, and it used to be they'd say, well, if the black community, if 9 or 10% of the black community does not vote for Democrats, they're doomed. Now we get 15-20%, and we're no longer doomed. The Democrats are no longer doomed. How's that happen? How's it happen that you can lose almost every statistical group? They lost the Mexicans. They've lost the blacks. Or the Latinos, I should say, not just Mexicans. But they still managed to win elections. Election deniers. That's who we are. Because I'm one of them. Anyway, lots to talk about. University of Chicago had to cancel a class. A racist class. I'm interested to see how that turns out. Maybe we'll get to that. Or do you want to cover that now? Because we're going to talk about crypto, and we're going to talk about Moderna and Pfizer. This crypto story is really interesting because it is truly how Democrats work. We'll get into that. Well, yeah, let's cover that next segment. How about this University of Chicago thing? I think that's interesting. So the University of Chicago had a class they were going to promote called The Problem with Whiteness. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. I am black, been black all my life. I have enough melanin in my skin, 79% according to my DNA profile or whatever they did on one of those Ancestry.com. So I'm black enough to, you know, partake. I certainly grew up black. In other words, I mean, I was around black people. I was in a predominantly black neighborhood. The people who raised me were blacker than I was, color-wise. My mother was light-skinned. She was kind of mid, you know, caramel colored. My dad, same thing, a little light-skinned. I know which plantations both sides of my family were on. I've gone far enough back in my lineage to know that. So I think I realized what being black is, so to speak. I was down with it. James Brown, say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. Say it loud. So yeah, I was in that era. I grew up in the 60s. Know a lot about blackness. Know a lot about whiteness too, because I was around a lot of white folks, rich white folks too, but regular white folks. And I went to Brady, even though the family that we worked for was a wealthy family. The kids we went to school with were regular old white boys and girls. And they were good people. They were, you know, they probably had more than we had money. They didn't have more than I had access to. That's a fact. I was like a multimillionaire to those kids because I grew up on a 25,000-acre cattle ranch. I had access to everything. If you were a kid with my life living in my town, people looked at me like, man, that boy there is from that boy from money right there. He's part of the Yellowstone team, you know. No, I wasn't. I just lived there. But I lived there more than the people who owned it, so I got to hang around. I got to see what they were about. And what I did learn when I grew up in this little white, supposedly southern Texas, which would make it a racist town according to the leftist standards, I learned a lot. I learned that they weren't as racist as we thought. Not at all. Bobby dated Connie. She was a white girl. Now, he dated Fanny first. She was a black girl. But then Connie liked him. And Connie and Bobby were an article, man. I mean, they were together. Everybody knew it. My brother dated Rosanna. She was a half white, half Japanese, I believe. Michael dated, he was a Mexican kid. Mireles, he looked more Spaniard. Good looking guy, man. Pretty eyes. Good looking guy. Ended up going to prison. But anyway, Michael dated a girl, I forget her name, but he married Donna, and Donna was considered one of the prettiest girls in town. Mexican kid with one of the prettiest white girls. And I could go on. I'm growing up, this is in the 70s. And I'm that was the I can tell you who was dating who. My uncle dated Diane and eventually married her. Diane was a white girl, and I could go down the line. Ira, you know, Ricky, all these, I mean, you know, blacks and Hispanics dating other races, it was no big deal. But boy, to hear from them, these lefties, all heck was supposed to break loose up in a little town called Brady, Texas. Anyway, University of Chicago's going to cancel their show, their thing. But here's what it says. Critical race theorists have shown that whiteness has long functioned as an unmarked racial category, saturating a default surrounding against which non-white or not quite others appear as aberrant. This saturation has had wide-ranging effects, coloring everything from the consolidation of wealth, power, and property to the distribution of environmental hazards. Yet in recent years, whiteness has resurfaced as a conspicuous problem within liberal political discourse. This seminar examines the problem of whiteness through an anthropological lens, drawing from classics and contemporary works of critical race theory. Attending to the ways in which various forms of social positioning and historical phenomena intersect in the formation of racial hierarchy, we will approach whiteness as a, quote, pigment of the imagination with world-making and raising effects. Pigment of the imagination. I don't know. Actually, sounds like it could have been an interesting class. The problem with whiteness, though, is what they titled it. The problem with whiteness. So, we'll see. Is there a problem with whiteness? You folks let me know. But they canceled the class. If it was based on critical race theory, I can see why. Because, see, here's my proposition, if you will. There is no problem with whiteness. It's just the way people are born.
Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Former President Donald Trump is expected to make an announcement from his Mar-a-Lago home in Florida on Tuesday night. The former president is expected to announce he's running for president in 2024. Virginia's governor is making an announcement to honor the shooting victims at the University of Virginia.
All flags in Virginia were lowered to half staff on Tuesday after what the governor called a horrific tragedy. A University of Virginia student is accused of shooting five classmates on Sunday night in a parking garage. They were among 20 others on a bus returning from a field trip in Washington, D.C. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
As Russia's unprovoked war in Ukraine continues, a senior U.S. military official says Russian missiles crossed into NATO member Poland, killing two people. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beginning to wonder some of the things you're not going to see. For example, the FBI leaker. The list of attendees to Epstein Island. The list of Hollywood producers besides Epstein who sexually assaulted women, maybe children. Hillary Clinton's true email contents. Hunter Biden's laptop. Barack Obama's college transcripts. The SCOTUS leaker. I mean, I could go on. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I don't think we will ever know the depths to which the Democrats have sunk to reshape this nation in ways that are just unbelievable. They boggle the mind. 844-551-8255 if you want to give me your thoughts on it. I'm just floored. You know, here's what's interesting about, and we'll talk about the midterms for just a second because I'm going to get into this Moderna versus Pfizer thing because that's a big deal. I want you to understand the shift in strategy. Remember what I told you about this whole COVID deal? I said these people wanted to test you. They did. We failed. Then when we finally woke up and got sanity, they said, oh, well, now let's see if we can back away. Now they're backing away, and now they have a new strategy, which is kind of interesting. But before I even get into that, I just want you to think about all the lies and how they formulate these lies and how they make the lie, try to anyway, make the lie into the truth. And I've given you many examples of things that what's bad about knowing Barack Obama's college transcripts. You want me to tell you what it is? You'll learn he was dumb. He wasn't that smart. Hunter Biden's laptop, we already know enough that would get the average person indicted for multiple felonies. Certainly a lot more scrutiny than this guy's getting or his dad. Just imagine for a second if one of the Trump kids said, yeah, well, he's had to give 10% to the big guy. What would we be talking about right now? Hillary Clinton should be in prison for what she's done, not just about her email contents, but what she did to Trump, how she lied to this nation. She's still walking around, and she's with Biden spiking the football. These people stick together, man, like you wouldn't believe. Let me tell you something. If there's anything that you should learn from the left, it's how they stick together. Can you imagine if conservatives actually behave that way? If Paul Ryan wouldn't be talking about Donald Trump? If McConnell actually got on page with the Republicans? If these so-called never-Trumpers were just to all combine and admit, you know what, at the very least the guy was effective, and we just get over ourselves. Now, they could argue, well, why don't you guys just join us and everybody hate Trump? Because why would I hate this guy? I don't have to like his style to like the results, but we don't do that. Democrats have the most dim-witted, dumb son of a gun you've ever seen. They flaunt this clown in your face. You know what I'm talking about, Joe Biden, right? They flaunt him. They're propping him up. Pelosi, he should run again in 2024. Who in their right mind will believe that? Well, I tell you, there are people out there right now. You're going to not believe this statement. I promise you. I'm about to tell you something you won't believe. They want Fetterman for president. It's unbelievable. Let me tell you the other data you're not going to get. You're not going to get data, the real data on COVID. Wu flu. Not going to happen. And they've shifted their strategy from just backing away and still gingerly telling people, hey, listen up, we recommend you get it, blah, blah, blah. There's a new strategy. They're going to pit Moderna against Pfizer. And what they want to do with that is, essentially, they're whitewashing all the side effects of COVID. This is the next stage. And here's how this reads. Myocarditis cases hit levels 2 to 3 times higher in people with a second dose of Moderna, of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine, than the Pfizer BioNTech research shows. So what they're doing is they're admitting that myocarditis cases are higher when you get vaccinated. Okay, but now it's the Moderna one that's the real problem. Those are 2 to 3 times higher than Pfizer. Oh, so this is like a Pfizer hit piece on Moderna. American College of Cardiology released a study last week that showed that males and females between 18 and 39 with the Moderna vaccine had higher rates of pericarditis and myocarditis. However, males 18 to 29 had the highest rates after receiving the second dose of Moderna. That age category. 18 to 29 had the highest rate of myocarditis after receiving the Moderna vaccine. Now, these were healthy young men. 18 to 29. In females, males and females 18 to 39, Moderna gave them worse than they did Pfizer. Oh, but let's bury the idea that both were bad for you. The National Institutes of Health reports patients experience symptoms of chest pain, fatigue, fever, shortness of breath, and a rapid or irregular pulse, heart failure, shock, or death. Now, if you'd read the thing on that, would you have wanted to be part of this whole thing? Researchers pulled data from approximately 3 million people in British Columbia, Canada, and used participants over the age of 18 who were hospitalized for myocarditis, pericarditis, or myoperacarditis within 21 days after having received a second Pfizer or Moderna between January 1 of 2021 to September 9th of 2021. The study excluded patients that had experienced myocarditis or pericarditis within 1 year before receiving the second dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. So if you received one dose and you had all these different things, well, you're excluded. We can't put you in there because we know that the first dose had nothing to do with your myocarditis or your pericarditis or your myopericarditis. Yeah, it had nothing to do with any of those. Now let's get to the numbers. They said within 21 days of the second dose, there were a total of 59 myocarditis cases, 21 after Pfizer, 31 after Moderna. There were a total of 41 pericarditis cases, 21 after Pfizer, 20 after Moderna. Researchers also looked at the rates per millions of doses, and the rates were 35.6 cases per million for Moderna and 12.6 per million for Pfizer, an almost threefold increase after Moderna shots. Now, let me just put this into perspective. Comparative rates for myocarditis in the general population in 2018 were 2 per million in people under 40 and 2.2 per million in people over 40. Let me go back to the numbers. So the total numbers were 35.6 cases per million for Moderna, 12.6 cases. So these are mega more. You know, for, in other words, you get the shot and you're far worse off. Now you could argue, well, Kevin, it's only 35.6 per million and 12.6 per million for Pfizer, 35.6 million for Moderna versus doing nothing. And it's roughly 2 million for you through, through the age of 40. Well, actually over 40, 2.01 million in people under 40 and 2.2 million for those over. And they brag about these numbers. Well, that's a pretty good number. It shows that it's very rare, and even after both vaccines, it raises your chances of a heart condition. By the way, we're only talking about one thing at this point, myocarditis, well, you know, heart stuff. We're not talking about Guillain-Barre and some of the other side effects that we've read about in the VAERS reporting system. So here's my point. This isn't a study. It looks like a study done by Pfizer with the Israelis to try to make us all feel like it's all safe. And then it's so safe that we have a new term, sudden adult death syndrome, that they is that people know is directly related to the vaccine. It's insanity. They said this study should help put to rest vaccine hesitancy due to concerns over cardiac adverse events. They're selling this as this. And even while selling it as this, they're throwing Pfizer under the, okay, so, I mean, Moderna under the bus. So here's the thing. Don't get the Moderna shot. Get the Pfizer shot. And all is good. Because you'll only be 6 times more likely to get one of these heart conditions than you would if you didn't get the shot. And oh, we forgot to tell you, the shot doesn't stop you from prevent the disease from getting you, hitting you, nor does it prevent you from dying from it. They're getting away with this.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Got the new information about this cryptocurrency that essentially went broke. A cryptocurrency that was built on nothing. When I think about this story, it reminds me of the Democrats. Oh, it promises everything. I'm not talking about the Bitcoins of the world. What a great idea. You know why Bitcoin was born? Bitcoin was born because somebody decided to be the moral police and said, you know what, if you're selling a product we don't like that we can't tax, you're not going to have a banking relationship. If you sell your body, which, again, I don't care if you do or you don't. From a moral perspective, I say don't do it. But from a societal perspective, I can't tell you what to do. If you wanted to sell your body parts on the black market, on eBay, I wouldn't care one way or the other. But the government hasn't figured out how to make money from it, and that's why they don't allow it. So let me put it this way. Now that dope is legal in most of the places, it's okay to have your little CBD business and run it through your bank. But before, it wasn't. So crypto was born out of a group of people, an underground group of people who said, you know what, this government is not allowing me to do what I want to do. Now, they're criminals. They're flat out criminals. But what about when we have to do it? What about when you can't sell your guns? Right? A legitimate legal product. Nothing against it. Doing it the right way. We're going to take away your bank account. I don't like your political ideology. I'm going to take you off Facebook, and I'm going to take you off of Stripe, PayPal, etc. Look at Laura Loomer. A young girl under 30 years old has her whole life ahead of her, and she can't get on normal stuff that you and I get. Why? Because somebody said, oh, she's anti-Arab. It's insane. So there are people who decide the good from the bad. And you know who's doing it? Bad people. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to. It is it's unbelievable to watch this world and see how the Democrats blatantly do what they do with no repercussions. And then here's an article talking about this guy, SBF. Sam Bankman-Fried, or Freed. Anyway, amid all the jubilation and gloating by Biden, Chuck Schumer, and pals over the Democrats' better-than-expected cheating in the midterms, comes a disturbing story that may explain something about how they won such a curious election. Biden's second biggest donor, cryptocurrency billionaire Wunderkind, Sam Bankman-Fried, a.k.a. SBF, he goes by initials, he's like AOC, saw his business file for bankruptcy days after the election, but not before pumping $40 million into the Democratic Party to spend on a get-out-the-vote and other shadowy ballot-harvesting mechanics for the midterms. The shambolic 30-year-old quant, once said to have been worth $16 billion, had spent $10 million helping get Joe Biden elected in 2020. So all in right now, he's in for $50 million with the Democrats. And these are the people, I want to remind you, that want to take the big money out of politics. SBF's mother, Stanford law professor Barbara Freed, is also co-founder of the left-wing political action committee Mind the Gap, which has raised a reported $140 million to help Democrats win elections through the same get-out-the-vote grift. That's what these people do. And you know what's so sad? I look at great organizations, mine and many others. I'm speaking at one this week. I'm emceeing it. I could name you dozens. And we get out there every single day and we have to fight. We have to fight to get the basics, just to keep your operations running. I look at this radio show. Many of you folks listen. Let me ask you, am I doing something wrong? Am I causing, inciting violence or whatever? Or am I just speaking the truth? Does it hurt some people? Sure. Ask me if I care. I don't. But here's what I won't do. I won't take money that violates my principle, my character, my morals, etc., my morals, my morals or my morals. I won't do it. And I've proven that when Fox said, hey, you can keep your job if you'll just keep your mouth shut and say what we tell you to say. And I said, you know what? Screw you. But there's no amount of money. And this guy, who was worth a fake $16 billion, spent $50 million getting Democrats elected. His mother spent $140 million getting Democrats elected on a scam. A more unlikely billionaire, they say, you could not find. And, of course, his money was built on thin air. A math genius with poor social skills, SBF reportedly lived in a polycule. A polyamorous, means multiple lovers, relationship with multiple people. In a luxury penthouse with about 10 co-workers in the tax haven of the Bahamas, where his collapsed crypto exchange, FTX, let me say that again, FTX was headquartered. Otherwise, he was sleeping on beanbags in his office, eating vegan fries, and according to his own Twitter feed, popping amphetamines and sleeping pills to regulate his chaotic sleeping habits. I feel like Joe Biden right now. I'm not going to lie. I'm just jacking the words all up, baby. Where's corn pop when I need it? Now, Reuters is reporting that between $1 billion and $2 billion of customer funds have vanished from FTX conveniently after the Democrats safely spent his money. Now, see, the Democratic Party should be required to give these people their money back. They should be required to. Okay, they cheated, they stuffed the ballots, they mail-in ballots, they did everything you can imagine to cheat. They did it. I don't care what anybody tells you, that's what they did. And they used guys like him. They said, at last report, SBF and his mysterious co-founder, Gary Wang, were being held under supervision by Bahamian authorities after reportedly planning to flee to Dubai. See, this guy, I'm going to tell you right now, he took his crypto money, converted it, put it into real money or gold, shipped it over to probably the Dubai or somewhere, hoping that he could get away with this, a total scam. And Democrats let him get away with it. And let me play this clip. This will make sense out of the whole thing. We may have to end on it.
Federal officials are reportedly investigating the collapse of a top cryptocurrency exchange. FTX was valued at $32 billion earlier this year, but it crashed in recent days amid reports of financial instability, prompting a temporary halt on customer withdrawals. Some withdrawals resume, but many customers fear they won't be able to access their money.
FTX was an exchange that had a bright sheen on it. It was led by a CEO that was often on Capitol Hill and being photographed with regulators and lawmakers. And so there was a sense that the exchange was very buttoned up.
Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen are among FTX's shareholders. It is unclear how much money they could lose.
Let's just say that may be the reason Tom decided to do another year of football. It could be the reason why Gisele said, you know what, it ain't worth it anymore. Let me get what I can get and get out of this thing. I don't know. But here's what I do know. A $32 billion valuation on thin air. What was the value of this money? What made it valuable? Please, somebody tell me. Did they own a true mining concern? Like I said, once the first people got into crypto and allowed people to have a banking organization that said, I don't care what the regulators are doing, we're going to build an ecosystem where you can use Bitcoin. You can go spend Bitcoin. People will accept your money for other products for Bitcoin. That's what gives it value. Somebody said, you know what? I'm going to create this thing for the people that are having trouble doing business. I understand why it exists. I don't personally like it. I like knowing that it's backed by something. But let's face it, the dollar's not backed by anything other than people will take it. That's the only reason why people will accept it. So try something new. What this guy did is exactly what Democrats are. Rotten to their core. They only care about themselves.
putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.